Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you got the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's episode is sponsored by Podcorn. I recently started using Podcorn as a way to earn some extra money while still doing what I love, creating this podcast and putting it out there for you guys to listen to for free. It's how I've been finding episode sponsors and great companies to work with. So, if you are a fellow podcaster, listen up. Podcorn is a marketplace where you can find and connect with some amazing sponsorship opportunities, such as host-read ads, like this one, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. The best part? There's no middleman. No matter how big or small your podcast is, you can find the right fit for you. And something that I personally love is that you submit the proposals. So you always work with brands you enjoy and feel passionate about. You set your own rates and collaborate with the brand directly, ensuring you maintain creative freedom and full control. You never have to give up the rights to your podcast and its contents. And if there's ever a problem, Podcorn is there to support and help you every step of the way. You can feel safe with your creative baby. So, if this sounds like a great opportunity for you, and it should, click the link in my show notes and start browsing all the brands in the Podcorn marketplace.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephone and electricity line described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religion.
Morning.
Cup of murder.
I believe it is important to know the stories behind certain laws or changes to our criminal justice system. While these stories are often incredibly sad, like all of these stories, it's important to know the names behind the change. On January 13th, 1996, a girl named Amber Hagerman went missing. Amber's story, while tragic and unfinished, gave us the alert that has saved so many others. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Amber Hagerman was your typical all-American girl. She was a Girl Scout, enjoyed playing with her friends, and adored her five-year-old brother, Ricky. On January 13, 1996, nine-year-old Amber and her brother were out riding their bikes around their Arlington, Texas neighborhood, an activity that they loved and did often. Nothing was out of the ordinary or amiss. Around 3 p.m., the two rode around the parking lot with a bike ramp that the local children enjoyed when Ricky explained that he was ready to go home. Amber wasn't done riding, so she told him to go to their grandmother's house and she would join him after riding the ramp one last time. Ricky listened to his older sister and rode off without her.
Amber, barely alone for a moment, was then grabbed and thrown into a vehicle. According to 78-year-old Jim Kevel, the only witness to the event, a Caucasian or Hispanic male between 25 to 40 years old grabbed her off her bike and loaded her into his 1980s or early 90s full-sized black or blue pickup truck. Ricky arrived home, and after failing to come right behind him, her grandfather went to the lot to find Amber. Already on the scene were police officers, and Amber's bike was lying on the ground. A large-scale search for the young girl began as Amber's family held out hope that their little girl would come home. They pleaded for her return publicly. However, just 4 days later, their worst fears became a reality. A man walking his dog less than 5 miles away from the parking lot found the nude body of Amber Hagerman. The police notified her parents, who refused to believe that their daughter was gone, even telling reporters, "She's still alive," before finally coming to terms with the truth. Autopsies revealed that Amber, after being held captive for 2 days, during which she was continuously sexually assaulted, had her throat slashed. And any evidence on the body had been washed away by the creek she was found in. Without this evidence, Amber's case quickly went cold. Since 1996, law enforcement has investigated up to 7,000 tips regarding Amber's murder, none of which have provided any viable leads. However, her death, while horrible, would not be in vain. Her mother, Donna, pushed for stricter laws governing predators and sex offenders. Not just that, but a woman named Diane Simone called the Dallas radio station and asked a simple question that would change how the world handles a kidnapping. Quote, "If you could interrupt programming and alert us of severe weather at any given time, why can't you immediately report when a child has been abducted?" She was right. Why couldn't they? The idea sparked a movement that would eventually be turned into what we now know as the Amber Alert. In 1996, the nationwide system, named in Amber's honor, was created, and as of 2015, it has aided in the safe discovery of more than 800 children. So, next time you are interrupted or woken up by that siren on your phone letting you know of a child in need, think of Amber and what she had to endure to bring so many children home safely. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on January 14th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime-obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.